All right. Well, welcome everyone to Carpenter's Series 301, Building Your Ministry. Carpenter Series. Jesus Christ was a carpenter. He built things, right? But he didn't just build stuff, he built people. And in this class, we say this, building our lives, to say it with me, be more like Jesus. That's what we want to do. We want to be more like him. And he was connected to God. That's what we talked about in Carpenter Series 101, about what it means to build your faith. He was connected to people, Carpenter Series 201, which was building your church. And he was connected to his calling. This is Carpenter Series 301, building your ministry. How God has uniquely designed you. We want you to discover God's design and purpose for your life. How many want to know God's design and purpose for your life? Why are you here? Isn't that a question we all ask at some point? Discover who God made you to be. Why are you here? Where do you fit in? What can you do to make a lasting difference in your life and the lives of others? And once you discover that, how can you use it to minister and fulfill God's calling and destiny on your life? That's awesome, man. In your notes, it says, it's God's kingdom we are building, and we help build it by utilizing our giftings. Our giftings, what God has given you. God has given you a toolbox to build with. Therefore, we need to discover all the tools inside of our box. What's all there? In these next five lessons, we're going to go through this. God's plans and purpose for your life. Secondly, your unique personality, and you're going to take a personality profile. Then we're going to go through your unique spiritual gifts and take a spiritual giftings profile. And then your God-given strengths we'll talk about, and you'll take a strength finder's personality profile. And then you're going to go through your life experiences, whether good or bad, whatever's happened in your life and how God is going to use that to develop your ministry potential. It's amazing. We're going to discover all of these things. Now, it's going to be a brief overview. We're not going to get too deep into all of this, but I believe that even the little bit we get into will radically change your life as you understand and discover how God made you and what he wants you to be. God created each of us for a purpose, and our key scripture for each of these lessons will be in Ephesians 2:10. It says this, for we are his workmanship, not mine. We are his workmanship. He created us. He created us. Created in Christ Jesus, handcrafted by God, you are. Created, made by him. When you look at the label of who you are, it says made in the heavenlies, made by the hand of God. You are the real deal, the good stuff, and he made you personally, and he has an awesome destiny for you to fulfill. We just need to discover it, find out what it is, be confident in it, and start walking it and fulfill it. He says, created by him in Christ Jesus for a purpose here, good works, which God prepared beforehand in advance that we should walk in them. God has prepared a life. Stuff to happen, good works, things that you're to discover and do, but we must be able to discover them before we can do them. We should walk doing good works, doing the works that God has called us to do, fulfilling his purpose and his destiny. We need to discover who we are so we can enjoy doing the good works that he has, say it with me, prepared. That's your fill-in, you wouldn't know what it was. So, prepared in advance for us to do. Now, in this class, we're not going to talk about finding yourself. We're not finding you. You're not Nemo when we're trying to find you, okay? We're going to discover and find out how God made you. We want to find you. We want to find out how God made you. And in discovering that, fulfilling his destiny, his calling, and his purposes in your life. The Bible tells us what God's will is. It tells us what God's will is. We can find out what he wants. We know it right here. He's spoken it to us. But using our personalities, our spiritual gifts, our strengths, and our life experiences are how we accomplish it. How we accomplish God's will. He made you a certain way. He gave you certain giftings. You've gone through certain aspects of life that he's allowed. And therefore, he wants to use that for you to minister and be fulfilled in being what he's called you to do and fulfilling his will. In Genesis 1, 26 and 27, it says this about our creation. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness." So God created man. How did he create him? When he was creating him, what did he use for a design? How did he make him? He made him in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. In God's image, we're created like him in aspects. We're created like him. We are created in the image of God. You are created in the image of, you're not junk. You're not cheap knockoffs. You are created in the image of God. Therefore, all of us have a part of God's personality. Later on in the lesson, we're going to talk about personalities. We all represent a flavor of God's personality. Why? Because you were created in his image. You were created in his image. You didn't come from nowhere. You have a father. You have a natural father, but you have a heavenly father. You have a natural father who helped birth you. Actually, it was your mom who did all the work. But you have a heavenly father who designed you, who purposed you, who willed you into being. Every person in this room has a call of God on their life. Created by God, for God, he has a call on you. If he created you for a purpose. He has a reason. You have a destiny to fulfill. Certain things that God wants you to do in your lifetime. Certain things he wants you to fulfill. A discovery to make. To find out who he created you to be, your personality, your spiritual giftings, all of the different makeup that he's made you, you're supposed to be discovering that, enjoying who he's made you to be, and then living that aspect out to the fullest. And number four, a joy to encounter. A joy to encounter. The fulfillment that comes as you walk all of this out. As you do what God's called you to do, if you fulfill the function that God's called you to, that's what brings us great joy. We got to discover it. In Ephesians 4, 12 and 16, it says to equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up, from which the whole body joined and knit together, by which every joint supplies. Every joint supplies. Every part is doing something. There are no freeloaders. There's not someone who does it all. We all do something to fulfill God's call and purpose in our life, individually, but also corporately, collectively. All of us have a spot, have a place. What is that place? What is that spot that he designed you for? I just fell into a spot. But what was the spot he created you for? What is that? Do we have a way to think about it and then to fulfill it? According to the effect of working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Every part does something. We have different functions and different jobs to do. Therefore, we are created and gifted differently. Created and gifted differently. We don't use a spark plug as our wheel, do we? If all you had on your around on your car were spark plugs, you'd be going, "How does this move?" But we don't put the wheel inside the ignition, do we? We each have a part, and when we fulfill that part, something powerful takes place. I want to roar for God. Not all noses. It would look funny if I had a nose here, then a nose here, and a nose here, and a nose coming out here, and a nose here, and a nose here, and a nose here, and a nose here. You'd all say I was nosy. We don't have all a nose. We have different functions, different parts to make us look better. We're all different, and that's okay. Turn to your neighbor and say, you're just a little bit different. No, you got to say it like this. You're just a little bit different. And then say, but that's okay. I need you. We're different. Differences are okay. Not everybody's like you. That's why when you're thinking about things and doing things, you think they think, act, and do just like you. They don't. You find this out in marriage. I thought you would like this, and that's why I did them, because I like this. I don't like that. I don't want that. But I want that. I know. But I don't. We're different. We're different. Remember this? We played this game when we were young, right? We take the things out here. As we took them out, we tried to place them back in, and then... Here's the problem. Okay, let me hear this. Some of you are living just like that. I was created uniquely by God, and here I am, stuck in a triangle, trying to fit in. But I don't seem to fit in. What is wrong? Oh, that was painless. That felt good. We're learning this so you find out, where are you? Where do you fit? So instead of butting your head against things and hating your life and who you are, you begin to love your life and what you are and what you're doing. We need to find out who we are. That's why we're doing this class. In 1 Corinthians 12:18, but now God has set the members, each one of them, in the body just as he, say it with me, pleased. The next couple of scriptures are going to talk about pleased and pleasure. Just as he pleased. We need to find out what's his pleasure, because his pleasure, you're created by him. When you find out what he's pleased you to do, it will please you too. He set us up. How has he set you up? How has he set you in? How has he created you? A circle, a square, a triangle. And we're not just that. We're something so beautiful and wonderful, created in the image of God. Discover it. Walk in it. Enjoy it. How has he set you in? We need to find out what pleases him. We want to help you do these things. Understand how God uniquely made you. Understand how God uniquely made you. Find your optimal place of service in the church, in your job, in your life. Look forward to doing things rather than dreading them. And thirdly, experience a joy in Christian living by serving others and giving your life away for Christ. Greatest joy when you give it away. You give it away. You should be a great joy in giving away your life, not a great dread in giving it away and functioning the way God wanted you to. Why am I here? What am I created for? Revelation 4:11. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things. Would that be you? Yeah. Including you, and for his pleasure. For God's pleasure. They are and were created. You were created here because you bring God pleasure. And he has a pleasurable task for you to do, function and ministry and life to live. God has that for you. We were created for God's pleasure, and until you figure out what pleases God, His plan and purpose for your life, you will not find true fulfillment. Some of the things God will call you to do, you look back here and go, oh, I could never do that. That would be horrible. And then when you get to that spot and you're doing what God's called you to do, how hard or difficult it may be, you feel like, I have a reason for life. Even though it's difficult or hard, you find purpose and you find value and you love your life as you live it for Christ. Who you uniquely are can only be offered to the body of Christ and to the world by you. By you. And this complete offering of you to the body of Christ and to the world at large is what's spoken by the Apostle Paul in Romans 12:1. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and, say it with me, pleasing. This whole idea of living our life the way God created us, giving it away, is to be this pleasing adventure as we fulfill God's call. Pleasing to God, this is your true and proper worship. You see, we enjoy our living as we enjoy our giving to the body of Christ, and to the world at large. Living for yourself is very lonely. It's important to discover your unique combination of personality, spiritual gifts, God-given strengths, and life experiences that God designed to create your unique role in the work of His kingdom. We want to go over these so you know what they are in your life, so you can fulfill His call in your life. God created each of you on purpose. You're not an accident. Turn to the person next to you and say, you're not an accident. You're good looking. And if there's a guy there and you don't know the girl next to you, just simply say, and do you want to go out afterwards? No, don't say that. Don't say that. That was an accident. You're not an oops. You're not. You know, my parents were well along in life, and then all of a sudden, oops, there I came out, and then we're just trying to do the best we can with what we got left. No, no, no. God said, I've designed you. I've purposed you. I've willed you into being right now. Right now. Right now. You're here right now because God willed you into being right now. And who you are, will there be weaknesses? Will there be problems? Will there be issues? Yeah, there's going to be all of that. There'll be difficulties to go through. There'll be understanding what God's pleasure is and going through your own will, thinking you know better than God. And then you're going to be fighting that struggle and you're going to realize that He wins and that it was better going His way. And you're going to learn that through your whole life. It's going to be a process. You don't just go, oh, I took the class and now, ding, I'm there. It'll be, dong, you're not. It'll be a process. We're growing, we're learning together. But just as Jesus said, we find our life as we give it away in Matthew 16:25. For whosoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will find it. If you live for yourself, it will be lonely. Live for His purpose. When we find God and find our purpose in ministry, we find our life. The benefits of the Carpenter Series 301. Gain the ability to evaluate ministry opportunities. Knowing who you are, you know which things should I do and not do. Gain confidence in ministry situations. I know how God's created me. I have confidence in who I am. Therefore, I can speak in the situation. I can move with a sense of confidence. Gain insight into the unique design and purpose to realize, hey, I'm different than everybody else, and it's okay. And I'm good with that. And it's all right. Mature in your Christian walk. Walk with more maturity because you have a confidence in who you are. You can begin to enjoy who you are instead of not liking who you are. Why am I that way? Why did God make me like this? I'm not excusing weaknesses here. But I'm talking about, I wish I was more. Well, maybe God wants to use what you are in an amazing way that you need to discover. Or quit trying to be somebody else with their giftings or with their personality. Because their giftings, their personality also has weaknesses. Oh, I want to be more of that, but I don't want that part of it. Everybody wanting to be somebody else. Oh, I wish it was you. I wish I had that personality. It's like that the picture of the cows, you know, like, oh, the grass is better over there. Oh, the grass is better over there. Oh, the grass is better over. No, the grass is better. We always think it's better someplace else. You know what's better? Being who you are, walking in the giftings and strengths and personalities of what Almighty God has enabled you to be, empowered by the Holy Spirit, and enjoying your life to the max, not trying to eat out of somebody else's trough. The fifth thing here, God will receive praise. 1 Peter, if anyone serves, he should do so with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. God provides. God provides. God's got an idea. God's got a plan. I need to get down on it and then do it. So we're going to talk about personality in this first section. We're going to a little bit here, and then we'll talk all of next week about personalities. Personality. I'm going to tell you this story, true story by J. McSwain. He's the author of The Place Notebook, Place Material, Personality Discovery. He said this. This is speaking about himself. For most of my life, I have wanted to have a personality that could walk into a room and make people have fun. In some ways, in most ways, I was envious of those who could have this effect in a room. When my name was brought up without me being present, I wanted warm, happy feelings to be associated with it. However, based on the feedback I received, I knew this was not the case. I had taken personality inventories for years, and I knew in my head the personality God had given me. But in 1998, it dawned on me, not just theoretically, but experientially, that God did not design my primary personality to be known as someone who made others laugh and feel warm fuzzies. I wasn't that person. I tried, it didn't work. My personality is intense and focused. And when I interact with others, this intensity comes through. My focused personality has allowed me to lead others down a road that brings them closer to God in their journey with Him. From time to time, I'll bring a laugh or two because of my personality, but I realize my primary personality allows me to help myself and others become focused on the goals God has laid out before us. Different personalities, different types. We think, I don't like being that. You need to love being what God's called you to be. And then discover how loving it can be as you give it away to others and function in your giftings. I thank God He has not only allowed me to be who I am, but to enjoy being who I am. Say this together. I'm going to start enjoying who I am, who God made me to be. Amen. Our desire is for you to experience the joy of living the Christian life. God wants you to enjoy and be passionate about who He has made you to be. Enjoy and be passionate. In John 10:10, I have come that they may have life and may have it to the full. May have it to the full, to the brim. Fill it up. I'm enjoying life. Why? Because I'm walking in the call and purpose and destiny of God. Are there hardships and tough times and difficulties? Yeah. But you know, knowing that God has His hand upon me, that there's a destiny and a purpose, makes all that other stuff worth going through. I'm called. I have purpose. I have destiny. You fit in. You're not the oddball out. Oh, no, I don't fit into that. No, you fit in somewhere. You just maybe haven't found it because you've hated where you and who you are. You're going to discover how you fit into God's plan. He designed us, and He gave us our God-given purpose. personalities. When you think about personality, what do you think about? What's the word that comes to your mind when you think about personality? If I say personality, what do you think? Say something out there. Shout something out. Expressions. Character, qualities. Happy. Introvert. Huh? Emotions. Now we did both there. We described them and then we talked about what it was. We gave a definition and a description, didn't we, there? We think about funny or serious or temperament or, but also what makes a person tick? The reason I do what I do, the makeup of a person, what you see expressed by that person, what's in there? And it comes out in their emotions and in their behavior. Here's what Webster's Dictionary says personality is. The combination of characteristics or qualities that form an individual's distinctive character. Distinctive character. There's a difference between European and American psychologists. European psychologists talk about personality from the inside. Attitude, emotions, intellect. American psychologists talk about personality more from the outward. What people see, what comes out of you. One talks about the cause, the inside. One talks about the effect or the outside. But for the purpose of this class and our journey here, here's our definition for personalities, okay? Personality is the inward and outward. Personality is the inward and outward expression of emotional traits and characteristics that shape who we are, how we act, and what we do. The inward and outward expression of emotional traits and characteristics that shape who we are, how we act, and what we do. We react differently than other people to certain things. Why? Because you have a different personality type. You have different spiritual giftings. You have personal life experiences. All of those make a difference in how you respond to the stimuli that comes to your life. And that's okay. Personality is what people see from us on the outside and what we see on the inside. We're kind of born with this, right? You're kind of born that way. But also our personality can change. So the other thing I want to talk about when we talk about personality, you're not just stuck in a box. We're not trying to box people in somewhere because we're all a mosaic. But also, when we look at personality, we are born a certain way, we grow a certain way, but also life changes us and our personality also begins to change. When I was first born, I was a pretty shy person, believe it or not. When I first came to this church, I sat in the very back. Carrie would come to me and talk to me after the service all the time. I wouldn't make any movement. I would there and gone. I was really shy. And she would talk to me and she would share stuff with me and she helped me and it was great. And then she married me and it was awesome. We have that ministry here. No, it's been awesome. But my personality has changed. When I was a kid, I would tell jokes from the back of the class. I would crack a joke, everybody would laugh and they'd go, "Who said that?" But me. I didn't want to be in front of people. I wanted to be behind everybody, make them laugh, do some stuff. I'm very shy. But over the years, God has changed me. I'm a little less shy than I used to be. Go figure. Why? Because God had a calling on my life. And He changes us. He changes us so that we can fit the calling. Now, you don't have to just be me in order to lead a church. You can be any personality, but God's going to use you. But you got to be able to at least speak from up here and not from back there. Environment and maturity have some effect, and our life experiences all change us. I think about personality and how God formed us. In Jeremiah 1:5, it says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you." He's already designing us from the womb. "Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations." I already gave you a calling before you ever came out. I already gave you a spiritual gifting before you ever came out. I gave you a personality before you ever came out. God gives us our personality, but it is also shaped by the environment that we lived in. God gives us personality, but it's also shaped by the environment that we lived in, the home that we were raised in, and the situations and circumstances that we've been in. All of these affect our personality, affect who we are. Let me say this, God has allowed every one of the circumstances and environments that we've been put in to shape our personality. Oh my gosh, I messed up. These all happened there, and you know, if I would have, no, God used it. God used it all. So God has been involved in shaping your personality, both when he made you and the environment that he has allowed you to be in. You see, God uses everything for your good. God uses everything to shape you. Why is this happening to me? Romans 8:28. For we know that all things, how many things? How many things? But this happened to me, and that difficult thing happened, and this tragedy happened to me, and this, I was a victim here. He doesn't say that he's making them, but he's going to use them. Uses all things work together for good. Why this happened? Somehow, Christian, somehow, God's going to use it for your good. You might just not know yet how. But our promise is, it's for our good. To those who are called according to his purpose, not your purpose, but his purpose. Scripture is full of people who made a difference from one another, who made different than one another. And they used those differences to accomplish things great for his purposes. You see, we're all different. We're all different. We're all made differently. Moses was more reserved, and Aaron more the center of the crowd, the spokesperson, all of that. Moses didn't want to speak. Aaron said everything. Mary was with Jesus in the center of the group. Martha is in the kitchen. We need both people, right? Or we don't eat. Paul, driven. Barnabas, laid back, nice, friendly, wonderful. Jesus' disciples all had different personalities. Peter was impetuous. Everything, quick, fast, new. Oh, yeah, no, no. All the disciples got smart. They said, hey, let Peter react first. We'll find out whether it's good or bad. Let him go. He's going to go. We know he's going to go. He's going to go right out of the gate, man. He's going to say something stupid. He's going to do something stupid. He's also going to walk on water. I like that. Don't like that. I don't know. John, he was just loving. All these men and women created differently. And God needed all of their differences to fulfill what he wrote in these pages. He needed them all of those personalities, all of those different giftings. He needed them. And with them all, he accomplished his purpose, his will, and they fulfilled their destinies. God takes people of different personalities and brings them together to accomplish his purpose in his church. Every joint supplies. Every joint supplies. A benefit of understanding our personalities is that we begin to understand and appreciate the differences that others do. I'm so thankful for the different roles, even doing a church service. Thank God for the custodial team that got it all clean ahead of time, the ushers that got everybody seated, the worship team that sang to us, the sound, the lights, the preaching, the people that got the notes together, the ones doing the video, the online stuff, the children's church and nursery. It takes 100 volunteers every month just to do the children's ministry in our church on Sunday. 100 volunteers. I mean, nobody does all of that. Nobody wants to do some of that. That's okay, because God made you differently. Find the one who enjoys doing that. If I led the worship, there would be nobody here left for the service. If we get down here in this very first row, we need everybody. We need everybody functioning what God's called you to do. Here, you start clapping. Well, thank you, thank you. My secretary, she likes what I do. All right, good job. You never told me this before, so let me hear you clap. Okay, let's have this whole row clap. How about this whole section back here clap? How about everybody in the church clap? Does it make a difference? Does it make a difference? Well, you can go. I'm an influencer. That's part of my personality. I'm an influencer. All right, I got somebody going here. You see, we need everybody. We need all of us functioning in our giftings to do what God's called us to do so we can be what God wants us to be to the world and change the world. That's what He put us here for. And collectively, we can do that. We all have to find out what we're created to do and then do it. And it makes a big, big impact. Personalities. There are many different titles and ways that people describe the different personality types. Mainly, most people use four personality types. We're going to get into a very brief discussion, and then next week we're going to talk about it more in depth. Four types of personalities. Different people have seen different testing profiles and all of that. Some of you maybe have taken DISC. We like to use the AECO because we made it up from here. And we like it. And I put in your notes there what each one corresponds to, what letter corresponds to the other, if you're more familiar with the other one. But let me say it this way as we read. The A or accomplisher. I like that word. The accomplisher personality type likes to achieve and accomplish things. Get her done is his motto. They tend to be direct and decisive. Direct. Hey, but. Oh, gee, did you have to come on? So, yeah, that's kind of who I am. Direct and decisive, sometimes described as dominant. They would prefer to lead than follow. And tend towards leadership and management positions. They tend to have high self-confidence and are risk takers and problem solvers, which enables others to look to them for decision and direction. They tend to be self-starters. Now there's a different personality type, the E, or enthusiastic personality type. Is not afraid to be the center of attention. They are enthusiastic, optimistic, talkative, persuasive. They're influencers. They get, hey, let's do it. Hey, what are we gonna? And they get everybody going and doing the thing. Other personality types go, I don't know how, I can't get them to go. That's all right, you're made differently. The accomplisher type says, go! And some don't. I don't want that. Now, I'm talking about an extreme, so we're going to talk about how this all works together. Redemptively. Impulsive and emotional. They tend to trust others naturally, truly enjoy being around others, and function best when around people and working in teams. The C, or cooperative personality type, likes peace, likes to get along. The accomplisher doesn't care to get along. He's got a task to do. The C wants to get it done, but can we get along while we do it? They get along with people. They're some of the greatest friends. They're just, man, they're loyal. They're typically known as being steady, stable, and predictable. They're even-tempered, friendly, sympathetic with others, and very generous with loved ones. They are understanding and listen well, preferring close, personal relationships. The C is very opened with loved ones, but can also be possessive at times and holds them close. The O, or orderly personality. We have accomplisher, enthusiastic, cooperative, orderly. This type likes systems, likes facts and information. They are accurate, they're precise. Now, I'm more of an enthusiastic, so when I tell you a story, hey, we were there about 9 o'clock. That can be anywhere from 4 in the morning to 7:30. And Orly goes, we were there at 8:32, And they're precise in 22 seconds. And when you're not precise, it bothers them. They're detailed-oriented. They're conscientious. They think very analytical and systematically and make decisions carefully with plenty of research and information to back it up. The O has very high standards for both themselves and others. Hey, why didn't you do that? Because they focus on the details and see what many other styles do not. They're great to have on your team. They tend to be good problem solvers and very creative people. And you know what? On our team, we have people from all of these. We need everybody. God has created you a certain way, and instead of bemoaning who you are, enjoy who you are because God created you that way. There is not one personality that is better or worse than another. Let me say that one more time. There is not one personality that is better or worse than another. One more time. There is not one personality that is better or worse than another. They were all created by God, and together, we are a reflection of the image and character of God. God knows who you are. He knows your strengths. He knows your weaknesses. We're going to talk about that next week. We're going to talk about strengths after that. Spiritual giftings. God created you for a purpose. Destiny. He gave you a personality, spiritual gifts, in order to accomplish what he wants you to do. So here's what's going to happen. Between now and next Sunday, I want you to take the personality profile that we have, and it's online. Ellis will talk to you about how to do all of that, okay? But here, in taking your personality profile, before questions, you're going to have to put check one. Okay, you got to check one. And a lot of people are going to go, you're going to think that there's two or three or four. Answer the questions honestly. Not what you want them to be, but what they are, okay? Oh, I want to be more like that, so I'm going to check that. No, don't check what you want to be. Check what you are. What are you? Be honest, okay? My last point here is what you discover is not good or bad. It's not bad. It is good. It will be good to find out who you are, okay? So answer them honestly. Answer them honestly. Not what you want to be, but what you are. Don't cheat. If the wording there makes you look proud and you're going, I should be less than that. Answer it, what it is. If it looks like really weak, I don't want to be. Answer it. It's what it is, okay? Please, don't read more into it. Answer quickly. Don't think about them too much. Boom. Boom. Answer them quickly. Okay? Unless you're an orderly and then all of a sudden you're trying to figure it out. No. Is this exactly right? Taking the personality profile actually has some insight into your personality. Think of yourself as a whole. Work versus home. Sometimes you're at work, at home, you're at work. When I'm at work and I'm out here, I'm just. I get home and I'm going. I'm an enthusiastic person, and I'm always chattering and talking and helping and encouraging. I get home and I just. Sometimes, a lot of times. My wife goes, "Live, beep, beep, live, help her. Come back to life. Preach me a message." No, he'll come to life. So think about it as a whole. Ask somebody else. They kind of know who you are too, if you're really struggling. Hey, what do you think I am out of this? I'll give you a good one. And what you discovered about yourself, it's good. It's not bad. Knowing who you are allows you to be and fulfill the destiny of who God's called you to be. This is not a test that you pass or fail. It's a discovery of who you are. Now come next week having discovered your personality, and we'll talk about them. I want you to know who you are as we talk about each of these types next week, okay? In conclusion, God made us all different, unique, special. This series will help your marriage, it'll help your job, it'll help your parenting, it'll help your whole life. Your personality, spiritual gifts, strengths, and life experiences affect every moment of every day. You take them with you wherever you go. This class will help you relate redemptively with others in every aspect of your life, redemptively, rightly, not manipulatively, redeemingly. God intends for us to express the uniqueness and differences of our personality in the context of community with other people. We want to help you have a healthy marriage, be a loving parent, be successful on your job, and be a fruitful servant in God's kingdom. Let's pray. Father, thank you for making us who you did. Help us to walk out in the fullness of who you created us uniquely to be, that we might fulfill our God-given destinies. We love you. We thank you. And we're excited to work more wholly for you, Lord. In that wonderful and precious name, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen. Amen. If you don't know the Lord, come on up here. We'll pray for you. If you need prayer for something, come on up here. We'll pray for you. Whatever you may need, if you need some time at the altar, you're welcome to use the altar and pray. Don't leave without allowing the Holy Spirit to touch you. Next week is going to be a lot of fun as we talk about these personality types. It'll be very good. So make sure you take the test, take the profile, excuse me, and that you know that personality so we can talk about it next week.